March 28, 1938. How, for those who live in the divine will, the creation serves as many cities, where the creature can repatriate. How the human act must begin and finish in the divine volition in order to be complete. Reign of Light. The greatest pain of Jesus is to see that creatures do not live in his will. My poor mind goes always in search for the acts done by the divine volition. It seems that as I look for them, they await me in order to be found, because these acts yearn to be found by the creatures, to receive her I love you, and to let her know how much they love her. While the soul feels as though repatriated in the acts of her Creator, immersed in the sea of joys and happiness. My always adorable Jesus, seeing me surprised, repeated his short little visit and told me, "My blessed daughter, since man was made by us to live in our will, all our acts had to serve as many little cities or nations in which man could find, by right, his fatherland, the different cities where he was to find his amusements, his joys, and the enchanting and delightful scenes that his Creator had prepared for him with so much love. Therefore, one can say that the sun is a city, and as the soul enters our will, she finds this city of light, as well as all the various beauties of color and sweetness. She finds our creative and festive act full of joys, love and unspeakable happiness, and she dives into these seas of beauty, sweetness, love and joy, taking her long walks in her fatherland, as the owner of all the goods that she finds in it. Oh, how happy we are, in seeing our works, our cities, created only for man, no longer as deserts, but populated by our children. Upon entering our will, they find the way that leads them to the different cities that we have formed in the creation. In some place they find a delight, in another a distinct joy, somewhere else a more outstanding knowledge of their Creator, in another place, a love so intense that hugs them, kisses them, and communicates to them the life of love. Each created thing possesses something of ourselves. Not for itself, but to give it to the creatures. However, the creatures must live in our will, otherwise the doors remain closed, and at the most they can enjoy the effects, but not the fullness of the goods contained in our works. Therefore, my daughter, the act of the creature must begin and finish in our will in order to be perfect and complete. Our will itself gives its own life of light and love, so that the act may be complete, and nothing beautiful, holy and good may be lacking to it. If this act does not begin in our will, order, sanctity and beauty would be missing, and it cannot be signed with the seal of our will, as act belonging to it. It makes one want to cry, my daughter, to see so many deranged and disordered human acts, some left at the beginning, some halfway, to some a point is missing, to others another point. And then, even worse, some are smeared with mud, some are rotten. Some are as if soaked in guilt, and do nothing other than irritate our just justice. There cannot be any good in the creature without our will, and even if it seems that they do some good, it is only apparent good, which cannot last, because the substance of the life of our fiat is missing. One challenge, one disappointment is sufficient for that good to end, and for them to regret having done it. Instead, anything done in my will possesses an unshakable firmness, and doesn't stop in the face of disappointments or challenges. Rather, these acts run even more, to give the life of good that they possess. You must know that the creature who does her acts in our will, makes complete and perfect acts. But the one who lives always in it, finds herself under a continuous rain of light, that pours all the effects of the various beauties of our divine life over her, as she moves, palpitates or breathes. Our divine being is most pure light and, although being endless light, it encloses all the possible imaginable goods. It is light and it is word and, all eyes, it looks everywhere, nothing can hide from us. This light is also work. It is step and it is life, that gives life to everyone and everything. It contains inexhaustible beauties, and endless joys and happiness. Now, one who lives always in our will is always under the reign of light of our ruling and creative word. Oh, how our word transforms this creature, always speaking to her about our supreme being, and producing all our divine effects upon her, with such variety of beauty that we ourselves remain enraptured. Our gaze of light is constantly on her. Our step always runs toward her. Our works hug her with their arms of light, and squeeze her to our lap. All of them pour light upon her, to communicate to her our gaze of light, our works and steps of light. Therefore, the one who always lives in our will is in continuous and direct communication with her Creator, and receives all the effects that a God can produce. On the other hand, one who operates in it is in communication with our works, and her works are molded with our works. Then, I continued to trace the acts of the divine will and arrived at those that our Lord did in the redemption. I kissed them, I adored them, I blessed and I thanked them, one by one. And using the same love with which Jesus loved them, I too loved them. And Jesus, all moved and touched in seeing his acts being loved by his same love, told me, "My daughter, only love touches me, wounds me and moves me to speak to reveal my secrets to my beloved creature. Secrets that are hidden to those who don't love me because, not loving me, they would not understand my dialect of love. You must know that each one of these acts that I performed on earth contains a pain so intense that, if my divinity had not sustained me, it would have been enough to make me die. As I operated, my will created in me the pain of not finding the human will inside mine, so that I might enclose it within my acts, and give it virtue and grace to make it live in my will. In everything I did, whether I was breathing, palpitating, looking or walking, I searched the human will in order to enclose it and give it the primary place in my breath, heartbeat, gaze and steps. What pain, my daughter, wanting to do good and not finding anyone to whom to give it. I wanted to put the creature in a safe place, where she could have been happy, since my pains, my works and my very humanity would not only have been her defense, but they would also have formed her royal palace in which they would have kept her like a queen. Instead of being grateful and listening, she ran away from my hands from my pains to live unhappily in the middle of dangers and enemies, with nobody to defend her. What pain! What pain! I can say that my greatest pain down here, that gave me a continuous death, was to see the creatures neither living in my will, nor doing it, because I saw that my acts remained without the purpose for which I was doing them without giving the life with which they were invested. And if I were not all-seeing seeing all the centuries in one present act, as well as my beloved children who were going to live in my divine will, and who had to use all that my humanity did and suffered in order to establish my kingdom, using it as their most beautiful residence, I could not have borne such a great pain. Therefore, continue to trace my acts, my steps and my pains, to ask for my will to come and reign on earth, and my pain will be soothed, and will turn into love, to shorten the time and make my will known, loved and reign. I will keep you as refreshment for me, and as bearer of the balm to my pains. And when I see my acts and my sufferings embittered with pain because the creature is running away from my will, I will come and take refuge in you, to soothe and embalm my sufferings, too embittered by the pain.